I think for me, the first time I was kind of questioning my gender or exploring it was probably around in the second grade when I was called a tomboy. And I asked, what's a tomboy? And they were like, their definition was, it's a girl who dresses and acts like a boy. And that really stuck with me. I was like, I like that. I want to be a tomboy. So I took it extremely seriously. We would go into the girls and boys lines, and I would always choose the boys lines, no matter how many third graders would yell at me to get back in the girls line. I was like, no, this is my line. I would try to use the boys bathroom, which was slightly chaotic. Yeah, just a bit. But I was always trying to. I didn't really like gender roles. I didn't know what a gender role was, but like, I was just kind of like ignoring that and just being like, I'm gonna use the boys' bathroom. I'm gonna do what boys do. So yeah, I think I'm not sure how I found out what transgender was, but I remember asking my mom, "Mom, what's transgender?" And she was like, "I don't know. We'll talk about it later." And I was like, "Okay." And I walked away, and I totally forgot about it. And I was like, "Mom, one day, I do not remember this, by the way. This is just my mom's recollection. I was like, Mom, I think I might be transgender." And she was like, "Okay, we'll talk about it later." And then I think, apparently, then I was like, "Mom, I'm transgender." And she was like, So that was kind of like my first three times I was talking about my identity, gender identity.
Teachers and administrators are in such a position of authority, and if they don't understand why dressing a certain way and using pronouns and using a bathroom and identifying, bringing, as Lisa Love so beautifully says, bringing your full identity into the building every day and having that embraced and seen and known and feeling safe with that, that is so dangerous and demoralizing and debilitating. I mean, we could talk for the rest of the day about what that does to the learning process, but let's just right now talk about what that does to a person's humanity and what their core sense of being. And if a teacher doesn't understand that and can't acknowledge that in a student, it's so dangerous.